Okay, we can call that for here. April 15th, meeting of the Recreation Committee. We can do a roll call real quick.
Mayor Paul, Lori Ford.
Sam DeCamp.
Keith Hammond.
Absent is Stephen Corlew, John Baker, and Stephanie Baker.
You guys have a chance to look through that packet.
I did print a copy.
Yes, I wasn't at the last meeting, so I'm just using minutes to approve.
That's my memory. I mean, it looked fine to me from what I remember, you know, but I can't say that I remember every detail.
I think it's fine too.
Yeah.
I move they be accepted.
You're making a motion, Joy?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
I'm seconding.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There we go.
Looked through the proposal and kind of looked good to me as far as everything we've talked about here. We have three edits.
It's old business.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Becker Rader proposal?
Yeah. Becker Rader.
Yeah. Are we a little bit in a hold on that?
We're kind of in a holding pattern.
Yeah. So we should just table that for the next meeting.
Yeah. We could table that. And then the Township AD discussion was kind of contingent on Stephanie, so I think that would be awesome.
Sure, she's waiting to hear.
Yeah.
Well, they're waiting on a survey.
Yeah.
Or not a survey, an appraisal. Because the Conservancy can only pay appraised value. So.
There's that. So I guess we can move on to new business, which this little handout that I made for you guys. They're just some designs of the proposed playground at Florence Way.
Now this is just before you get to your house.
So it's
dry. Is that the nature center?
It's in front of the nature center. Okay. So I thought that was kind of a natural choice. There is a big Norway spruce that's there. Will need to be taken out, and the fencing will need to be kind of adjusted to fit in that envelope. To build a chain link fence around it because it is really close to the road.
Yeah, you're going to have some kind of protection.
Yeah. So I'm still working up numbers with their design team. But I just kind of wanted to get everyone's opinion on it. See if it's something we want to go forward and support. I had a check-in with the insurance, and it wouldn't increase our insurance rate having it there. And it seems like it's in a natural place, too, because it's right next to the nature center. So, God forbid an accident does happen, we'd be there to respond. Me and Jacob are both CPR certified and certified to use the AED, so it just makes sense to have it close to the nature center.
Yeah, it seems that there's a family there with different age kids and somewhere still in the nature center.
Yeah, the design is kind of set up for a span of like 3 to 12, mm-hmm. So I figured that was pretty good. I think it's actually a little bit lower.
Do you think it would require additional supervision on the part of staff?
I don't really think so. Because normally, someone or maybe me, two people will be down the trails working on the project, fixing a section of trail, et cetera. And there'll still be one person at the gate.
Okay. So and it's right next to the gate.
It's right next to the gate. So there would always be someone.
So that would be part of their job description when you're in the gatehouse, keep an eye on the playground.
Keep an eye on the playground, make sure no one's.
And if someone gets hurt, call one of the certified people.
Yep, call one of the certified people, but first call 911 because you have Birchwood.
Right.
There, and their response time is like 3 minutes. So, I mean, as long as everyone's in favor of it, I'm going to continue to, you know, work on planning and get like more finite numbers on what it will actually cost to do it and explore funding options. If I decide to do it through a grant, I'm going to kind of feel it out through some of the guests and patrons and see if it's anyone, if anyone would be interested in making like a sizable donation like that. Otherwise, I've been doing research into grant writing and have a good idea of what I need to collect to be eligible for that. And I think, you know, there are a couple of different options, and I can, you know, either get the match from Little Traverse Conservancy, or they can help me find a donor that would be willing to be the match for a grant.
Is this something that you've seen at other nature centers?
Not really, but I mean, Thornswift itself is pretty unique in that,
right.
You know, you have nature trails, beach access, and an educational center.
But you must feel that there's a need for something like this.
I, based on what I see, the traffic that we get, lots of them are visiting young kids, and I think they're already down there. Sometimes the kids need to blow off a little bit of steam, even after they do the walks in the woods. So I think it would be really well utilized.
Has this come before the board at all?
It has not.
It has not.
So I kind of wanted to get their approval before I brought it.
Before you waste your time, I think you need to get a warm fuzzy from them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we can make a recommendation and say, yeah, sounds great, but if they see issues that we don't, right, you're dead in the water.
I mean, I've talked to Jay about it.
It was mentioned at the last board meeting.
Yeah.
But it was just that he was looking at it, considering, thinking about it, and nobody said, no, that's a bad idea, stop. So I think it was left as doing exactly what he's doing right now, is looking at it, evaluating, see what the cost might look like. He mentioned coming back to me to see if there's any insurance implications, that kind of thing. It's still in the due diligence. The board is aware of it, but not by any kind of a policy or acceptance stages yet.
I mean, that's really all I was after, is that nobody at the board immediately said, oh, no, you can't do that.
Right.
So I just didn't want you to waste your time.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that. Yeah. I've been asking, but you know, so
okay.
All right.
I don't know. It sounds like I'm good with you moving forward. I don't know about anybody else here.
I came, you know, when I had the spring classes done, and everybody expected to get down with their program and waiting for the bus. It'd be great for them to, you know, they're usually kind of
that's true
because they go all in.
Yeah.
How many kids will this accommodate at one time?
No, I don't think I think I have that in my mail chain with him, but I should include that. When I present it further, I'll get some of those numbers and get like a more finite age range. But what we put together was a really broad age range. So there'll be this stuff off to the side that looks like little flowers almost. That's just like noisemaker stuff. So really young kids could, you know, play with that.
You don't want noisemaker stuff down there in the nature?
No, it's not. It's not like it's going to carry super far.
Are these two different ideas?
They're two different ideas. The top one is going to be like a little bit more inexpensive. The bottom one is a little more detailed and has more activities.
Right.
Which one would be better on a maintenance perspective?
I've been talking with them, and both of these are really low maintenance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put them in, and they're going to be good for a good long time. Even the nets, I think, are rated to, like, close to 25 years. So.
No? Okay.
I'm not sure what the other one, I don't.
It's a jungle. It's a jungle.
I don't get it. Kind of like a climbing.
It's a jungle.
It's just climbing.
Yeah, you just get monkey bars. You know, they're old-fashioned monkey bars.
Oh, I see them now. Yeah.
Circles.
Okay.
Climbing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the garish colors.
Yeah. And it's more curved lines.
Woodsy looking.
Yeah, rather than rigid straight lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep working on that.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Fun. Okay.
Might have to come down and play on it.
Yeah, sure.
So do you need a motion from us?
No, I just kind of wanted to test the water.
Okay. Everyone's got it on everyone's radar.
Yeah, I mean, we're not making a recommendation to the board or anything, Joey. We're just saying, Keith, we're good with what you're doing. What do you think? Isn't that really what you're at?
Yeah, basically.
They want a recommendation from us eventually? I would think
Eventually, they'd want a recommendation, and then it'd be up to them. And that was my question, whether the board knew about it, because...
Yeah.
If they didn't know about it,
yeah,
I'd be like, well, maybe you ought to just bounce it off them before you work too hard on it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Any public comments?
Sure. Lisa Moore, 7987 South Lake Shore Street. Jay, can you share that PowerPoint that you
just put that up?
So, months ago when I was here with the rec committee, they were asking for input on what people wanted to see in the rec area. So I put together this presentation and gave it to Stephanie. So maybe Jay can forward it to all of you guys.
Okay.
So the yellow box in the upper left would be a great dog park. That's where the sewer mound is, the septic field. So you're not going to be able to do much else. That would be a good dog park. And one side's already fenced on the back side of my backyard. And then the green area could be a possible baseball field. I know 20 years ago there was a petition from the Little League to create additional baseball fields in the area. But then nothing ever happened with it. So, you know, the purple dots are like picnic pavilions. Shelters, you know, because obviously if you're out there with your dog in the rain, it'd be nice to have some place to take shelter from the rain. And then we've got the new town hall going in the parking lots, and then the blue lines are their existing trails, because I used to walk those trails with my dog. So going, you know, along, well, hey, let me just go up here and point. There's kind of an established trail. You can kind of see it in the light color here. So people from Ridge Road come across. They come down here, walk along here, go down, make a turn around, go back. But the people who live down here kind of come up the driveway, come across here, down past the barn, and then, you know, either back to their houses directly or they come back to here and go down. So, you know, I thought that would be a nice trail. People may not want to walk the whole thing, so I put this dotted line trail in here for just a short thing. Other thing that would be nice, a lot of people like the backdrop of the sheds stuff here, and so this is a nice picnic area. That's why I put a picnic pavilion there. You know, maybe a picnic pavilion here where William Charlie Cook's house used to be, or maybe behind that tree for some shade. Again, that's a nice photogenic area for fall color pictures for families. I've seen families out that both here and here in front of the two barns taking pictures. And then it would be nice if the trails were paved. I know that's an expense. I'm thinking about people from Bay Bluffs and other Perry Farm Village that, you know, grew up being outside, and that maybe once they're kind of incarcerated, if they could, you know, get out every once in a while, if they had somebody to push their wheelchair and have a nice place to wheel around the woods a little bit. Because we really don't have any paved trails other than the new one down at Bay Shore, new conservancy property that is handicap accessible for wheelchair.
Bay Shore?
Yeah, the Place of Peace. Bay Shore, right?
So, yeah.
Town Line Road, across from the Shell Station. So that's really the only handicap accessible place that we have in this area. With Perry Farm Village and Bay Bluffs being so close, it'd be a lot closer to come here than to go down to Place of Peace. Just to get out into the woods, you know, watch the deer or whatever it has to be on the ground. Anyway, that was my input. My idea of what to do. This is a close-up. You know, you've got the septic mound here. You can kind of see that. Probably mow the lawn around it. It might be nice to have additional benches at different areas, you know, so that dogs can gather together and keep separate the ones that don't get along or whatever type thing. And let's see. Yeah, so there's deer track pathways. That's these dotted lines. And just some samples of picnic pavilions. I mean, that's it to you guys, but, you know, kind of nice. You know, they're handicap accessible on one end, so a wheelchair should roll up to it. Octagons, long rectangles. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, I think I've talked with Ann a little bit about the dog park idea, and I think from a liability standpoint, it's...
We've pretty much nixed that.
Yeah, I think been eliminated as an idea.
And I know people say that all the time, and that's why I threw it in there. That'd be the great location for it, because you just, you know, walk up the parking lot and... Yeah.
And I think if you're going to do dog parks, I think I've seen down in Florida, it makes more sense to do two, one for large dogs and one for small dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that doubles the expense and everything else. But it's pretty hard to mix all the dogs of all the sizes together. You have a good
little ones kind of by the big ones.
And that's where you get into the liability issue.
Right, yeah.
I like the ideas of, you know, having a loop trail around it. I think we could probably work up something that, you know, maybe weaved a little bit more in the space so you can, you know, make it into a longer hike. I do like the idea of having it ADA accessible. That's going to be, you know, quite a bit more expensive.
Does it have to be paved to be... Handicap, I mean, they can't use a compacted retreat.
As far as I know, I think I think it needs to be paved in order for it to be ADA.
I think he's just a compacted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it ADA certified or just because they have stuff that are wheelchair friendly?
Yeah.
The Conservancy does, but I don't know if it's.
And because they had a ramp and.
Is wheelchair friendly at this point.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure we have the budget to pave that walking path.
Yeah.
Right.
If it was wheelchair friendly, that would at least be like compacted.
Like Afton stuff or something like that.
Yeah. Which would set them up good to pave it one day down
the road. It'd be good base.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I think like a pavilion is a good idea. I don't know about like many pavilions.
No, I agree. I think.
Yeah, I think like one pavilion more central to the township hall makes the most sense. To
I agree. One,
you know, benches along the way.
Yeah, benches.
Yeah, you could have benches,
and those could, that I pointed out in the presentation, but those could be Eagle Scout projects.
Yeah.
Or
people love to donate.
I think that'd be easy, and then just a nice pavilion with the picnic table so you somebody could bring dinner if they wanted to, or lunch. You put a lot of thought in that.
Yeah.
You said that's.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. Thank you.
Well, like I said, I used to walk it all the time. Sure. Back in the day when I could still walk, my God, it's been long to use one.
Fun, huh?
Well, they're not bad, bad. It's just I'm at the age where I'm like, you know, walking a big 100-pound dog and having him see a rabbit, probably not a good combination.
My memory serves me, Ken was looking into doing some site planning, or has anyone looked into
that? What was the first item that
but that also involved the Township 80, too. So.
I don't know if we did include the Township 80.
Oh, really?
I think you guys said point where there was multiple elements to it.
It's built to be worked with.
I mean, I went through the...
Yeah, the site plan sort of is
Township Hall.
Just here, minus where the new town hall is.
I went through the proposal, and I didn't see anything like that. So I think we'll leave that table.
Acreage.
Yeah. Maybe that's something they're still developing.
I don't think they're accepting.
Well, that's what we're here to do.
Right.
And it wouldn't be accepting. It would be making a recommendation to the board whether they thought that was a good way to go. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to.
It's got a time down, but no details.
I'd like to know more. Yeah. And maybe Ken needs to be here when we talk about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we get a little better input on that.
And then your plans would probably have to coordinate with the removal of barns because they'll be decided. Jay, at the last meeting, it's going to be deconstructed.
Yeah, I'm in the process now of figuring out the best way to go through that whole process, advertise it, and propose and whatever.
Right.
In the south or what?
That's all part of what's going to happen. Yeah. Is what's the, is advertise that we want to do that. Are there interested bidders, whether it be individual citizens or barn reclamation companies? By a proposal and start whittling that down. So it's going to be a little while, but that's
there's a company that I referred to Jay that takes them down but also reconstructs them. And there's a place out of Traverse City that just takes them down and then just reuses the beams and the wood. I'd be more interested in the reconstruction.
Well, we went through that a long ago.
It was a long time.
And it's a long time, time ago.
It was a lot of money.
It's not in good shape at all.
Right.
And
that's why they need to come out with us.
Around $1 million or something.
It's going to be $1 million to rebuild.
And
we're going to preserve the barn.
Yeah, we're just going to preserve it. And this was, I think I was on the planning commission then.
It was probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, it has to be. So it's just...
That's what I'm waiting for is their estimate of how much it's going to cost to reconstruct. If they get permission, if they're the chosen one. But they have to come out and look at it first to even do an estimate.
Yeah.
Because if it's out of my budget, I won't be able to do it. $1 million is out of my budget.
Well, it'd be more than that, I'm sure.
Well, it could be.
Yeah. When I saw the show. they had some other barns that they had already taken down that, they were trying to interest me in. And it didn't sound that expensive.
Maybe they can do it. Maybe they got a system.
Yeah. But I guess they take everything down for free and they make their money on reconstructing it.
Yeah. So there could be side agreements between, an individual and these companies. But assuming that's the kind of process that happened that the board deals with, at least the two that I've been talking to, their plan, and at least you're aware of them, both of them are taking the building, we'll take the wood, get the wood, they clean up, put it back to green, and they don't pay us anything. So all the cost for all the cleanup debris and everything else, they are burning their deal.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they turn around and sell them.
Right. And then they get their money back by selling. Right. So it just depends on what's the best combination, how reliable they are. You know, maybe there might be a little quirk here and there. There is, as you know, there's creosote in them, and which isn't a problem when we're selling. But there is also a small bit of asbestos on the windows, so there has to be some mitigating costs to deal with that. So there's a lot of variables that have to be done. In general, that's the process that we use.
Well, you're a long way off from moving forward on that whole project over there, would you say?
The overall project, yes, but not removing the bonds.
Right, yeah. but the trail system, the hall has to go up. Everything has to be done. So we've got time to work on this.
Yeah, they aren't necessarily connected. But the understanding for the trail system, let's just call it that, is more predicated on can we get grant money.
Well, but that's to be done along with the hall, all kind of in a package. We're doing all this. That's what I thought Kent was telling us.
They do not have to physically be done at the same time.
No, but
the fact that we're doing
the fact
doing
that we're doing it all one, generally at the same
right.
time.
And it's sort of
a wide general. I'll grant you that. But it is part of the what I put on the board, my blackboard there. That's a new hall, the recreation area, and whatever we do with this building.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got the impression at our last meeting that Ken was that we, because you're doing the hall, because you're going there, that we would have a higher probability of getting grant money by doing the trail system at a comparable time.
And that is accurate, what he said, and I agree with that. Yeah, but if we could get the grant money, if it can be done pretty much the same time, that's fine.
Right.
But they are two definitely individual projects.
But what I'm trying to get at is we're not under the gun to jump on this right now.
No.
To make a decision on the Becker Raider proposals or anything.
No. So the Becker Raider is planning, so that's earlier on in the process. But yeah, there's no immediate time frame to have to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
And there was some cost savings too in the level one environmental. Not just do the Township Hall location, but to do all the things as well. So you wouldn't need that anyway, right?
Do we?
Not necessarily, actually.
Not for a trail.
As Sam was quick to point out last when it was first brought up, nothing's changing hands here.
Yeah.
So there's no, unless there's something like really obvious, like there was a gas station one time or something. There's, it's a determined to have been a good thing to do, but not a requirement.
Yes.
Do
you think, like, based on my little bit of research on different grants through Michigan, a lot of them do have limits of 2 years installation.
That's definitely Ken's area of where he grabs.
But that's more just getting the grant and doing the project, right?
Right.
But that's not getting this ball rolling and get it rolling. And that's what I'm trying to get a feel for is do we have to could we take a second look at this Becker Raider thing, or can we postpone this till the next meeting when Ken's here, get more info?
Yeah,
it sounds like you have questions already, so I would say yes, you should do that.
Yeah.
Number one, and number two, there is nothing. If you wait that month, you're not out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else have anything to? I can look it up on my phone. So it looks like the 20th.
Oh, yeah.
I'll double check that one.
Need a motion?
Motion? Yeah.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor? You're supposed to say.
I'm still learning.
I know that sounds. Yeah. Just giving you
the all in favor?
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.